Welcome to Furniture of My Mind, your quirky Sunday morning podcast, in which I bring you it's complicated. Today I bring you Vanity Not Fair Part 2, Behind the Scenes. Phrases like nourishment and deep care, thoughtfully coined by some marketing team being paid mega bucks to do it, do nothing to sell the product to me. In fact, they only exasperate me, as my befuddled brain has still not sighted the light at the end of the tunnel. Body or hair? What is it for? Body or hair? That's all I want to know. I will make up my own mind about which adjectives best describe it after I have used it. And nourishment in my mind is associated with glasses of milk, almonds, fresh fruits and the like. Sorry, dude, my mother got to me before you came along with your bottled nourishment. So those words already mean something quite different to me. And no, I can't think of nourishing my hair with your product, as the two words are quite separately lodged in my brain. A smart doctor once told me that our memory is like a bookshelf. When the bookshelf is empty, the books you put on it are lodged nicely and securely. That's the reason our childhood memories are very clear even as we age. What you later keep piling onto your memory bookshelf is like books being shoved onto an already full bookcase. And their fate is the same as such books. They fall off. I remember feeling quite dejected when I heard this bit of scientific gyan, as up until then, I had presumed that only the retrieval part of my memory was faulty. All that I couldn't recall was still all there, securely stored away in my brain. Now I realize that what I couldn't recall had fallen into a deep, dark abyss, never to be retrieved, even if some future technology enabled people's retrieval mechanisms to be restored. So my mother's ideas regarding nourishment have already been lodged in my brain as the original books. And any effort of the cosmetic companies with their carefully thought through gyan jargon is wasted on me. All they need to do is package the product and slap on labels proclaiming body or hair. And I'm good with it. In fact, I will happily ignore the plethora of beauty products from the trusted, another word I have a problem with, but let me not go on that tangent here, brands lining the store shelves. If I were to spot jars, dispensers, etc., with just these two enlightening words, body or hair. But no, there are words like glossy, sheen, enhancing, luscious, volume, and I have no idea which part of my body they are for. It could be my face, my hair, my navel, my... You get it. But the product whose name made me do a double take was Hair and Body Shampoo. With the words hair and body so juxtaposed, the image of the target user that immediately flashed in my mind was that of a gorilla. It was a tube left in my bathroom by a niece visiting from the US. I marveled at the words and contemplated on their appeal on a shelf in a store. Then it struck me that for brains befuddled about beauty people like me, it was the next best option to the separately and singly labeled body and hair. With this one product, I will never have to wonder or squint in the shower or risk mistaking one for the other. The logic was sound, so I reached for the tube and used the product liberally. But hey, after the shower, I was still squinting, just to make sure I hadn't sprouted any extra hair all over my body and turned into a gorilla. Smooth, freshness, tone, radiance, youthful, effectively stimulating, six enzymes or some such. When my brain is going in a staccato chant, hair or skin, hair or skin, hair or skin, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear all this. If I wanted to read, I would have sat comfortably in my room, put on my reading glasses and read. Not be standing here in the buff, wet to the tips of my toes, squinting at a bunch of words which had no business being there, befuddling my brain, mangling my mind. This was totally unfair. Just because some bloke in some ad agency had been paid a hefty sum to come up with it, I shouldn't have to be subjected to this unwarranted experience in my otherwise peaceful day. Ultralight fusion of 5 natural oils, declares the writing on one pack. Well, thank you. I'm sure I can benefit from this fusion as soon as I know where the heck to apply it. Then helpfully elaborating, argan, babassu, who could be alien invaders for all I know, camellia, almond and coconut oils. Could be for the hair, but still not entirely sure. Light and non-greasy. Unlike a samosa, my mind prompts. And finally, when I'm ready to dash the tube on the wall or throw it on the wet bathroom floor and jump on it, I see something written in what, to my eyes, looks like font size 2. Conditioner, it says, in unnecessarily flowery font. Come on, couldn't you have said it clearly on top? And deep care? Seriously? I can't but laugh. I tried slapping on some of the white goo when I was nursing a bruised ego. Didn't help even an itsy bitsy bit. So much for deep care. I heard just the same, and there was the added irritation of witnessing yet another misuse of words. You may argue that the fact that I had picked up this shampoo bottle was because of that bunch of words on it. Well, I'll tell you this much, that if there was a bottle on the supermarket shelf which just said shampoo or conditioner, I would reach for it over all the other products which go about adding unnecessary adjectives. Actually, somebody should be sued for words being in places they are not supposed to be in. I mean, what business do words nourish and smooth have to do in relation to cleanliness of a part of one's body, which is not even strictly living? I mean, sure, the hair grows, but it doesn't breathe. And there is no pain when you snip away at it with sharp scissors. Okay, maybe after an exceptionally bad haircut, there is pain. But even then, it isn't the hair that feels it. I think squirrels have found a far better use for hair than just letting it sit like a mop on the head or falling on shoulders or flying into the face. Why such an intruder and good-for-nothing thing upsets and scares people by simply falling is beyond me. Because in falling, it actually fulfills its destiny, has a far greater purpose to its lowly life in being used as a construction material or a hair rug for squirrels' homes. I've had a small pack on my shelf for a long time. It has flitted around my changing homes, feeling quite helplessly useless forever. But in my defense, I would like to draw your esteemed attention to just 2 words on the pack. I have now come to suspect that these 2 are troublemakers by nature and are responsible for ruining the fortunes of an otherwise excellent product. These last 2 words are merely used to show my compassion for the pack, and also because they sound good at the end of a sentence. Because I don't know anything about what lies within, as I haven't opened the pack in all these years. For all you know, there is a miniature bear sitting there with a shotgun, its evil smile fossilized long since. Well, without going into the realm of possibilities here, sorry, Mr. Deepak Chopra, let me introduce you to the 2 pranksters without further ado. They are the words younger and longer. By themselves, completely harmless. And we've all used them to describe mundane things like siblings, plants, dudes, workdays, lashes, articles, meetings, etc., etc. But like the atom of oxygen and a couple of naughty ones of hydrogen getting together invisibly to drench a poor unsuspecting bloke, juxtaposed in cherry red on this yellowing exterior, these words have an uncannily electrifying effect on me. Let me explain the scenario. I feel like a chemistry teacher explaining a specially complex equation. So, a representative of my senses, posted in the visual department, enters the swank, high-ceilinged glass and chrome dome of my cranial headquarters and walks up to the receptionist. There is urgency in his step. It's mandatory for these guys who work in the field. For that reason, they go through a rigorous selection process involving... But more on that some other time. The pointy-nosed receptionist looks up sternly. Yes? Her voice is steel. She has a reputation of being a no-nonsense person and has been known to catch slackers by the ear and drag them off to... But more on that some other time. The representative is not to be intimidated. He is experienced and has seen some real, like real stuff in life. Which is why their working hours are shorter than others and they are sent off on regular, all-paid annual vacations. But more on that some other time. So he crisply hands her the memo. She barely glances at it. Years of focusing on words has altered her genetic code. Younger, longer, or younger, comma, longer, she says. Our man is completely nonplussed. With pursed lips, he turns right around and walks briskly out of the building to see two people collapsed on the pavement in an extended outburst of mirth. And there the scene dissolves into sparks of lightning crisscrossing the frame and the audio of the laughter carrying over. Please understand that all this happens in a thousandth of a microsecond. I have slowed down the reel so much to explain the process. To put it into a nutshell. Was that? Did I hear you say finally? To put it into a nutshell, my mind goes into a tizzy of electric signals streaking across the mindscape at the speed of light. Because they're electrical, duh. And the visual arts department goes into overdrive, pitching to me a range of possibilities. Okay, going there now, Deepak. With younger, longer, and younger, comma, longer. I love my visual arts department. They always present me with such amazing creatives. But then enters everybody's friendly wizard, nodding and smiling and waving and blowing kisses and sprinkling the creatives with sprinkles of all the colors you can imagine and all the shades in between. And everybody and everything dissolves into a raucous mirthquake before you can see the of possibilities. And that's why the small pack on my shelf has flitted around my changing homes, feeling quite helplessly useless forever. So this was a glimpse into the behind the scenes goings on in my mind. That's it for now, folks. But you ain't heard the last of Vanity Not Fair. I'll be back.